Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to March. We are here. We are now. It is the voice of passionate action moving into our key of ascension. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we're delighted to be with you now.
We are. And we have one question for you, my angels. Are you living your truth? Because that is the key, the absolute thing to put into that lock that is the really divining moment of the ascension. And we are here with so much to talk about. Sri, we just got to dive into the show.
Absolutely. So, you know, truth is one of those words that inspires lots of discussion, because truth is really has a subjective element, and then there's a deeper level of truth that has the universal.
Well, I'm giggling because I'm thinking about last week's show. You know, last week we talked about our soul groups, and we're actually, everything's been building together. And hey, if you didn't catch last week's show, go catch it. We had so much mail following up on that show. It was incredible. And what's important to remember is this, is that we are in a moment. You know, if you've been tracking with us since last November, go back to YouTube. Our channel is Official Sri and Kira. And hey, just subscribe. That way you're always up to date. And go watch the videos from November, December, January, February, leading up to the YouTube that's going to post today, March 1, and it'll be posted by this evening, March 1. If you're hearing us in archives, it's already posted. Go look at it, because this is the moment of truth on so many levels. And what we want to dive into today is kind of a truth checklist that's part of your ascension. You know, how do you know if you're living your truth? That's really the key, because living your truth is the key to ascension. It's the absolute foundation.
You know, what if you grew up in a world where the name of the game was you had to conform and only behave in a certain fashion?
I think we live in that world.
Or you would be hurt.
I think we live in that world in many ways.
Well, I'm being slightly facetious, because of course we do live in that world. However, the zone of permission is a little wider here, you know, and sometimes we have to get extreme or exaggerate something in order to get what it is.
True.
And you know, if you had a multiple choice life where you can have one of six responses, and that's it.
I love it, a multiple choice life. That's great.
And otherwise, it's false. It's pain. It's not, you know. Well, anyway, what happens is, because we learn to adapt at a very early age, we've adapted to our family of origin. And then the family of origin brings us a religion of origin. And then the family of origin brings us a culture of origin. And from all of those limitations or belief systems, we acquire a multitude of lenses about what is the world, what is who we are and our place in the world. And even though there's perhaps an inner instinctual knowing, we have this conditioned reality. Now, what I'm saying isn't new or radical. It's just a reminder to have a little mercy upon yourselves, because each of us has had to adapt through the imposition of limiting beliefs and structures and what's permitted, you know, and what gives us pain and what gives us pleasure is kind of arbitrary in many regards.
Ooh, you know, Sri, that's really very powerful to reflect on and look at. And, you know, I want to go back and take a moment and remind all of you that, hey, we're live and this is a big show. So if you want to get in the queue and chat with us or ask us a question or want a mini soul reading, get in the queue and just call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And, you know, Sri, let's talk about how this is flowing.
So this idea that truth can be both subjective and universal is more easily understood when we realize that our starting point for knowing what's true is subjective.
Yes.
And that through our growth, through our maturity, through our expansion, we start refining. We're moving closer to home. We're moving closer to center. We're moving closer to the divine. And as we come ever closer to the universal, we start discarding the distortions. And those distortions are the subjective truths, the truths that are defined by context, not universe.
Well, that's so true.
And so when we say to you, March is the month of the truth chakra.
I, you know, I almost get overwhelmed when you say it.
Well, truly, because it's a wonderful, wonderful thing when we begin to discern and understand that ultimately truth is aligned with your beingness, not your thoughts.
Wow. You know, that's such a big one to take in, because a lot of people may say, well, I've heard that this truth or that truth. There are the eternal universal truths. And one of the things that, you know, early on, many, many years ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Archangel Zadkiel said to you and I that the ultimate truth detector is your heart.
Yes, indeed, because the heart is the gateway to the non-reactive, non-resistant discernment of consciousness.
Oh, Sri, I love that.
You know, we are all conscious and we're all awake. But the question is, what are you awake to?
Well, this is important.
Are you awake to your belief systems? Are you awake to the structures and paradigms that you learned on the planet in order to cope? And I'm not saying discard them. I'm saying know them for what they are. They are coping mechanisms.
Well, indeed, they are coping mechanisms.
And are you awake to a deeper truth? Are you awake to a deeper state of beingness? And as we begin to open and accept that deeper state of beingness, we move into the cradle of universal love. We move into the knowingness that we are part of the divine. We're an intricate, important component of a grand ocean. And it's hard for consciousness to wrap around that, and yet we can kind of feel it.
You're just sounding like Rumi today, Sri. All your words are poetry. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's just important for us to kind of move out of the head and use the head as nothing more than a decoder ring for the heart. Because when the heart is lined up with our authenticity, the head will find the right words.
We will. And, you know, I think this brings us back to the throat, because for Chakra Vastu, we are here. Now, March, you know, we've been talking about this, guys, for years, that March 2015 was heralding the escalator to the ascension. And here's what's so powerful, okay? So the entire month, the Chakra Vastu energy of the month is the throat. And if you're in the flow with this, you're going to find that living your truth is effortless. You're not going to feel congested. However, Sri and I were kind of giggling about this morning, that for people who are feeling less than whole, if you're doubting, if you've aligned or surround yourself with people that kind of make you feel less than who you are, you almost are going to feel like hanging yourself this month. Literally, it's that throat energy.
You're going to choke on your truth.
You're literally going to choke on your truth. And it's important to pay attention to this.
And take that in with a smile.
Absolutely.
You know, if there's parts of you that you've disowned, if there's parts of you that are holding a lot of judgment, anger, or fear, those parts are sticky.
They are sticky.
And I mean,
yeah.
Prickly,
and very many,
sticky,
yeah.
Tender.
Yeah.
And they inhibit our capacity to lift into the frequency of authentic joy.
Yeah.
They give us temporary glimpses, but the intensity of those wounds will always pull us back.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this month of the truth chakra, it's a great opportunity for healing. It's a great opportunity to see, now, what's caught in your throat? What in your history can you not swallow?
Wow. Isn't that powerful to pay attention to? Because remember, beloved angels, we're talking about this Chakra Vastu month of truth as the key to the ascension. And we're going to be talking a lot about this during the show. Remember that March 20th is the equinox. And along with being the equinox, what's coming together is this is an equinox that also has a super moon. Now, remember, beloved ones, we talked about this way back when, seems so long ago now, last July. We had the three super moons of the summer of 2014, and we now have the super moon. And here's what's so unique. Not only will we have a super moon, it's a new moon. It's like the black hole of creation. We have a new moon, super moon, on the equinox with a full solar eclipse. Now, I want you to take that in.
So for those of you that want to understand the jargon, a supermoon is when the moon is closest to the Earth. You know, the moon has an elliptical orbit, and it when it happens to be at its, what's that called, the perigee?
Yeah.
When it's really close to the Earth, and it also is either full or new, you know, those are the polar opposites. Great tidal shifts happen.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of oceanic activity this month.
And the new moon is known as the creative void.
Oh, you know,
it's
this
the time
is,
out of time.
I'm so excited about this. And we're going to be talking a lot about this. We're also going to be doing a powerful archangelic ensoulment / channeling, for those of you that don't understand the word ensoulment, on that date. And that's when we'll be releasing this month's archangelic message, because we have been told to wait. There is that much happening this month. And remember, angels, that this is a window. You're going to actually start feeling this energy rising from March 18th all the way through March 23rd. And so this truth energy, this ability, this key to ascension of really living your truth, you know, we're at an if not now when moment in kind of the greatest expanded way ever, because we're all stepping on this ascension escalator. Nobody can be off of it. We're all going to be on it. However, something we'll talk about in the second half of the show, there's actually two escalators. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the second half of the show. Plus, we talk a lot about it in our new video posting today at YouTube.
Oh, it's a fun one. And you know what? We're going to take some callers. But before we do, I just want to say to everybody, as people receive their messages, that means a line has been free.
Yeah, I think we're full right now. But as soon as we start, you can get back in.
You can call back. And so we're delighted that you are standing by wanting to connect and enjoy this connection and conversation.
Absolutely.
So we're going to start with line 3, and we'll welcome Margie from Massachusetts.
Namaste, Margie. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you.
How may we serve you today?
Well, I've been really drawn to listen to you. I discovered you recently, and I listened last week, and I really feel like I'm an omni. I have not had a relationship for 13 years, but I've been very happy to just be myself. And I'm just wondering, what direction am I going in? What do I need to know?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for calling today, because I love that you got through today, or that you called in today. For sure, you are an omni. There is no doubt about it. You are just, the omni energy is so rich and beautiful around you. You're actually a very illuminated omni, which is a very great blessing. And the reason I'm smiling that there's never any accident when someone gets through and then also gets on the air that day is because the direction you need to go is to stay very focused in the truth of your greatest joy. And the word joy keeps coming in all around you. And it's funny because you have these three angels around you, and it's like they're almost cheerleaders, and they just keep going, Jay, oh, why? And what they're saying is that it's for you to remember that the joy that you discover in what you like doing the most, and they're saying, you know what this is, we don't need to tell you, is the direction you need to keep following, and not to worry if you're going to be supported in it, because you are. But that all of your energy needs to be marshaled into this. It's like you've had, I don't want to say a split, but it's like you've been looking in a couple different directions, and they're saying that the direction you need to go in is the one that brings you the greatest joy and makes you the happiest, which is the same thing, and that the fulfillment in all areas, worldly, spiritual, physical, all of that is yours, and it's ready. You're also, it's interesting that they chose the word joy, because you're also resonating with the energy of 3, and I find it very fascinating that we are now in the 3rd month, and that you got in on the 3rd month, first day, and they just keep saying 3-3-3, that the Trinity energy will sustain you, move you, and that everything for you will go in cycles of 3 for the rest of this year. So I'm really glad you got through, and thank you for the gift of connecting with you, Margie. You're amazing.
Thank you. I knew I would get through all day. All I had to do was call.
See, I love that. What an affirmation. Now do that with everything else in your life, and I look forward to hearing how amazingly successful you are. Many blessings, my angel.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. And listeners, I'm pulling out my fluorescent pink highlight.
Woohoo, baby.
And I'm going to underline the word joy.
I love it. I love it.
Because take that in.
Although I like your pink highlighter, babe.
I wanted to give you a whimsical visual. You know, life has filled with content.
Yeah.
And one of the universal discernment filters is look for the joy.
Yes.
Look for the joy. And joy doesn't mean it's an ice cream cone. Joy means it's that deep, resonant, effervescent, peaceful energy that can be exuberant and calm at the same time.
It's truth. It's one of those keys. For those of you that are listening to everything today and kind of making your little ascension checklist, that's one of those keys to your truth. If you're living your truth, there is that peace-filled joy.
There is a recurring theme of joy.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes we're looking the other direction and we get all busy working or doing whatever is on our to-do list. And then all of a sudden we pause, take a breath, and we go, I'm feeling good.
Exactly. As I knew I would.
All right.
Let's talk to some more amazing people.
We're doing it. We're heading to line one and we'll say hello to Diana from Oregon.
Namaste, Diana. Welcome. Are you there?
Okay, well, let's keep moving. Let's go to line two, Helen from California.
Namaste, Helen. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my spirit. I am so grateful to be connected with the two of you.
Thank you.
Please just allow me to express how much I appreciate your teaching. I ran across you guys recently, and I believe it's no coincidence. And I want to thank you for sharing your light with all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aww. How can we serve you today, my angel?
I would like to request a gift of a mini soul reading. I have trust and faith that I would receive some new light and gain better understanding and perspective of what's going on and where I'm at in this journey of mine that seems to be evolving as more truth are revealed, and I'm kind of, I need help.
You know, it's so funny. I want you to, first of all, if it's safe to do so, I want you to bring your hand to your heart. Doesn't matter which one. If it's safe to close your eyes, I'm going to invite you to do that because I want you to take in a deep breath. I'll even take it with you. Let's go in. Oh, and I want you to relax out that breath and I want you to let your shoulders drop. And as your shoulders drop, you are, and this is why I wanted you to close your eyes if you can, I want you to feel this beautiful crown that has just been put on your head. And it has four beautiful diamonds, one in the front of your head, one in the back of your head, and one on either side. It's a simple gold band, but with these four huge diamonds. And it's so beautiful because at first I thought it was like doves that were putting it on your head, but it wasn't. It was like these beautiful, I'm going to have to call them cosmic Essene, because what I was seeing was the hands of these beautiful cosmic Essene light beings who were putting this crown on your head. And they just keep saying, when did you forget that you are a queen? And when did you forget that everything is easy, and that accept this crown as one who is ready to walk with the benevolent wisdom of a life of knowledge, ready to go into the next level. And they're saying for you to always, and I'm actually like, I'm in my chair, but I feel like I'm levitating right now and I'm spinning, and they're working with your energy, my angel. What you need more than words is an energy attunement. And so I'm watching this golden spiral energy. It started at your feet and it's spinning all the way around you. And I want you to feel that spinning around, around, around you, forming this beautiful cocoon while this beautiful diamond crown is anchoring on you. And they're singing. It's a very high pitch that I'm hearing right now that they're singing into you. And they're saying, breathe in and know and receive this energy. And here's what they want you to do. For the next 4 days, you need to drink a minimum of four liters of water a day for the next 4 days. They're saying you need to also four times a day, take your hands, hold them where this crown is, close your eyes, breathe in and activate, and you use the words activate, 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 and on the fifth day, all will be revealed. And so it is, my love. Thank you for this honor. You are incredible. And yeah, no accident we have met. You are loved deeply. Namaste.
Well, thank you, and bless thee. Thank you so much for the two of you and all your love and teaching. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, as are we. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Whew, Sri, I am still spinning. I am, wow, that was very, very, you know, I think that part of what's happening today too is that we're in this ascension energy. You know, we're already here. We're in March. Of course, the official portal opens on the 18th, closes on the 23rd, not closes, but is sealed on the 23rd. And but everything, have you noticed, I'm sure all of you listening too, have you noticed everything is already more powerful? Everything is more advanced. There's just a depth of energy. Whew. All right. I'm just kind of clear in here, babe. Just all give right. me a minute. Woo.
Well, you know, as we just shared with the last caller, water's your best friend. And for all of us, we need to remember that any time that we're in a transition-y type of period, more water than normal. And normal has to be more than it was before.
Well, it does. And, you know, I also want to share and remind all of you, although I know you guys get this already, whether you're listening to us live or in the archives, every reading is a reading for more than one person. Every being that gets through on our lines is holding energy for more than just themselves. So if ever you're hearing the response to a reading and you're like, wow, that sounds like my reading, make sure you take it in that it is.
You know, Archangel Zadkiel at one time shared with us, for every person that is awakening, there are 100,000 other beings that are lined up with that person and that will receive the blessing of their awakening. So consider for a moment that your linkage, your soul family, so to speak, runs that deep.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Indeed.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I think I'm starting to stop spinning.
Should we do one more call?
Let's do it. I'm just, okay. I feel everyone so much.
Well, we have some beautiful people.
Yeah, we do.
Here, and we're going to say hi to our friend Robert from Los Angeles on line 4.
Namaste, Robert. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm certainly enjoying the excellent topic today.
Thank you. We're enjoying that you're here.
I would like a mini reading today. That would be something that would be useful.
You're right, it would be. And I want to invite you right now, if you can, to give yourself the gift. It's funny, they're showing me your hands. I don't know if you're able to do this, but they're showing me your hands kind of uplifted so that they're both like, just kind of, you could relax them in your lap or you could hold them up next to you so that your palms are facing up. And I'm doing this with you. Make sure that your legs are not crossed and that if you're seated, you want to be sitting kind of comfortably, but with your back kind of straight. And the reason that this is happening is I'm watching, in your case, it's crystal blue, green, and purple. I'm watching these four, and it's more of like an amethyst. It's this crystal blue, green, and amethyst rays pouring into your fingers. The four fingers on each hand are each receiving these rays. It's like your hands are mirrors of each other. And if you can, they're saying, take the thumbs and point them toward the center of your hand. And I'm doing that with you. And the message, the reading for you today is they're saying that it is time for you to allow your hands, that everything you touch will turn to gold, meaning that you need to take the action. You need to put things into action, and that whatever you put into action will resonate within the energy of 21. Now, this is very, very powerful because 2 + 1 is also the 3, which is this month. However, I also want to remind you that the 21st of March is Gaudapada, which in Hinduism is the birth of Brahma. It's when everything we're trying to put together materializes. Lots of people buy houses that day, start businesses that day. So they're saying that whatever you're working on right now, they're feeding this energy into your hands, and that if you kind of wiggle your fingers a little bit, feel this energy, that everything you touch will turn to gold, but you've got to take the action. Don't hesitate. Like, this is your month of do it, do it, do it, and don't hesitate. Get the mind out of it if it tries to stop you. If it's in front of you and it's flowing, do it. Just say yes and keep moving, and this energy of 21 will surround you. It's the 21st of this month, and it's the next 21 months will anchor everything you're doing. So I'm really glad you called today. Much love to you, Robert. Namaste.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Many blessings, indeed. Well, beloved listeners, it is a powerful day and a powerful month.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, Sri, I really feel like I'm levitating in my chair. Am I? I mean, I feel like it's just, you know, like I feel, you know how you get that sense of, I'm sure all of you understand this, where you feel like you're 100 feet tall because there's so much universal cosmic energy floating through you. And you are all creating that. Our beloved listeners, our beloved beings that have called in, all of you that I'm already feeling you in the archives. This is a show about, I believe people are being attuned just through tuning in today.
I believe so as well. If there's a wonderful energy flowing. And so what we're going to do right now is ask each and every one of you to breathe deeply, to relax, to trust that flow, let it in. And we're going to take a short commercial break.
And we have so much to share. Stay with us.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Thank you, beloved listeners, for being here now.
Oh, we are so grateful. You know, we are all flying today. It is such, the ascension energy is so powerful, and it's only March 1. I mean, Sri, imagine where people will be. You know, we talk about the individual will, right? The individual will and the collective will and the universal will, where we will all be by the end of this month. And especially as we are just stepping on, you know, earlier in the show, we talked about there's actually two escalators. And we talk a lot about this in our new video being posted today on YouTube. If you're catching us live, go to YouTube in a few hours, it'll be up, and allow yourself the gift of, it's a 15-minute video where Sri and I talk extensively about the two Earths, about the new moon, the solar eclipse, about the equinox, and about Garipua.
You know, we're at an amazing time, and like all things, there seems to be a flow. There seems to be a sine wave where we are at moments of peak and moments of valleys, and that's the way life has its resonance. And the closer we are to our truth, the more we're going to be able to easily surf the wave.
Yes.
You know, to easily surf the wave of life means that we relax into the flow. I remember, what was his name? Richard, forgot the last name. I wrote a book some years ago that people loved, and it was about a river. And many people were in the river, and they were holding onto the stones in the river. They were afraid to let go. Mm. And then there were those that would turn over and just float on their backs and watch the beautiful clouds in the sky as the river took them to the ocean.
Oh, I love that. You know, I just love that. And there's so much going on with rivers right now, because remember, this is going to be a big oceanic month, my angels. Lots and lots of activity in the water. However, we're in the energy of the throat. Remember, Chakra Vastu is ether, right? So it's very, very fluid through that ether.
And the throat is truly the gateway to authenticity, meaning that the throat is where we make conscious that which was hidden,
yes,
that which is so.
Yes, really. Absolutely.
And speaking of chakras, you know, it's essential that each and every one of us understands the power and the need to be aware of our chakra condition.
Yes.
And I don't mean this like checking the oil on your car. What I mean is that your chakras are living life force centers that exist within you. and they're multidimensional.
And more than ever, it's important to hold them in the self-ascended state. And in order to do that, you know, there's lots of ways you can do that. And certainly we've trained and taught lots and lots of practices. And I encourage you to connect with our website, shriankira.com, where we have so many things posted for free. And remember, every month we have daily reflections. You can check in every day and grab a daily reflection for the day, and weekly practices. And these are free, easy, beautiful ways that you can be sustaining this energy.
And practices are one way to bring your consciousness to the area and to expand the energy of
and live
area.
Your truth.
You know, a general spiritual practice blesses all of the chakras, and then there are specific things that work in specific areas. And one of the recent additions to our Ascended Mastery Classroom.
Woo, we're so excited!
Is the teleclass, which is now available in recorded format.
It's a great little home study program.
And it's called RRST.
Rudrashka Ratna Science Therapy, an ancient Vedic mystical experience.
And now RRST is truly truth. It is the it brings forward the ancient wisdom on how the Rudrashka beads, the seeds of this beautiful green tree.
The tears of Lord Shiva.
Yeah, the mythology around this is the tears of Lord Shiva. And each of these beads carries an energy and a frequency which will enhance and balance a particular chakra. And so for those of you hearing this for the first time, just imagine a picture, whether it's a movie or something from Google Images, a picture of a yogi, a picture of a wise one from India. They're always wearing the Rudrashka. And now you can understand why, because these beads are energy balancers for the chakra system.
Yes.
This $22 course, which is truly priceless in its value, is available to you at shriankira.com. Go take a look at it, because it will offer you a gateway to the path of lifting versus the path of collapse, congestion, and repetition.
And hold you in that stable ascended state as we move through this fluid energetic month. And it's right on the homepage, shriankira.com. Check it out. It's the best $22 you'll ever spend.
You know, and I just received a little guidance here as another reminder. As we're moving into this ever more refined time on our planet.
Yes, this ethery truth.
In this ethery energy, when you do something with intention, the results are magnified.
Yeah.
So consider that for a moment. It's like a little drop will do you. You know, a little bit goes a long way.
Indeed.
And so choose wisely. What colors are you wearing? What jewelry are you wearing? What are you drinking? What are you eating? It's all magnifying into this intersection called your body, this
yes.
intersection called your consciousness. Remember, your energy, your body, and your consciousness are like Russian dolls. They're all overlapped in one place. And we get so used to thinking and interacting through our body, we forget that we also interact through our feelings. We also interact through our thoughts. We also interact through our etheric energy.
Yes, absolutely true. And remember, truth, truth, truth. This is what this month is all about. It's about that ethery truth, because we are in the moment of our throat, meaning that our first full month of the ascended energy next month is all about spiritual vision, third eye. So it's just going to get bigger, guys. And this is why this month you need to pay attention. Are you living your truth, or have you sacrificed your truth in the name of another or for another? If so, then you have not gifted yourself with the true anchorship. And that's important. And we're going to get to that in a moment, and about those two escalators.
Absolutely. But let's say hi to some more callers.
Let's do that.
Let's go international here.
Let's do it.
We're heading on line one. We have Alana from Montreal.
Oh, namaste, Alana. Welcome.
Hi there. I'm so happy to find you. You're so different from any other talk show host I've ever seen. And the energy is just so light. I've been feeling the opposite the last long while, and I'm wondering if you sense any changes coming, or if you feel that, you know, some paths will be coming open.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so grateful. You know, Alana, you first of all, you're such a beautiful being, and it's no accident that you got through to us today. And I love that it is the first, because the number around you right now is one. It is about your doorway. And I'm just going to share with you exactly what's being said to me right now. This beautiful, beautiful, it's like this huge crystalline, I want to almost use the word Melchizedek type being, but it's beyond that. It's bigger. It's almost bigger than that, is gazing at you right now and saying, beloved one, soak thy physical form in an ocean of water. Now, this could be a bathtub, in an ocean of water. And they're telling me that you need to put in like half of a pint of peroxide to neutralize your energy field. And that they say, soak thyself in this bathtub to neutralize the energy field in this prepared sacred bath. And before you get into the bathtub, they're saying to actually put your hand in and swirl the water in a figure eight, the infinite energy, get into the bathtub and tone. And then they're saying that as you do, you will free it. You've been processing a lot of things that aren't even your own. You've been processing on behalf, yes, of the planet. You've been processing on behalf of the oceans. You've been processing on behalf of a lot of other people. And it's time for you to now walk among clear. And that's what this one is about. It's your time. And they're saying, if you do this neutralization bath once, yes, a week for 11 weeks, the one and the one, that the mirrored energy of your illumination will expand 1,000-fold and you will step out in a way you have not done before. And so it is.
Well, that is wonderful and beautiful. It's something to look forward to, something that I feel, as you're saying it, it's already giving me energy, if you can believe that. But it's true.
I'm actually sitting here crying, so, sweetheart. I have tears in my eyes because it's going to get so much better for you. And you're just going to be, I see you dancing. I see you just 11 weeks from now, like giddy dancing. And so let it be amazing. It is no accident you are here. And I love you so much. Thank you for being on the planet.
Thank you for being who you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Wow, Sri, I got to,
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I don't know if a lot of you are still listening, but for all of us, you know, they say the journey begins with one step.
Yeah, yeah.
And to take the one and the one and the one.
Well, and how many beautiful beings on the planet right now have been processing for others, have been collectively, and you know, you don't even know it. You don't even know it's happening. And I will share with all of you, an energy neutral bath is a blessing. If you're feeling that energy in your life, take advantage of this bath that just came through from Alana and go do it, because it's really quite miraculous.
Well, continuing to touch base with all of our beautiful callers.
Let's do that.
We're heading now to line 5 from Guatemala. We'll welcome India.
Oh, well, namaste, India. Namaste.
Namaste. Wow.
Hi, sweetheart. You're chopping up.
Let me know. Can you hear me better now? Hello?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you, honey.
Okay. So, yeah, it's so wonderful to be here right now, and wonderful show, wonderful topic, and it really touched me because truth has been such a central theme in my life, and I'm really looking forward for this. And I would love a mini soul reading to see how can I help this journey be even better.
Well, I want to invite you, if it's safe for you to do so, I want you to bring both hands to your heart. And you know, I'm finding that the tears that I had for Alana are also coming forward for you. And I find myself, what they're saying to you right now is it's time for you to relax back into who you are and to stop denying this. It's like I'm seeing how do I describe this? It's hard to describe. It's like a wall. I was going to say a wall of jello, but it's a little harder. So it's not this wall of jello. It's like this wall of rubbery energy that you can walk through, but you're choosing not to. And so you walk up to the rubber and go, okay, I'll just kind of stay. It's like being in a padded room, and that this padded room has been comfortable, but it's limiting, and that it's like you've been imploding into yourself all this energy. And they're saying that you are comfortable here and the time has served you. And when you are ready, you can simply keeping your hands, both hands on your heart, take in that breath and lift up through your crown chakra and view your life from way above. And the effortless release of this rubber wall, rubber room will leave, and you will see that you are freer than you have allowed yourself to know. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you. Much love to both Thank of you.
Much love to you too, sweetheart. Namaste.
You know, each and every one of us is on a journey. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we start to become aware of our journey through our pain.
Yeah.
We start to become aware of our journey through our creations.
Right.
That can be joy.
Right.
That can be relationships.
Absolutely.
That can be career, art, whatever it is. And when we are in intimate moments, whether with another being or intimate with the divine, it all starts to make sense.
Well,
once
and
again.
I'm smiling, Sri, because it all brings us to our truth. And so I want to talk about this gateway. You know, we've been talking about how we're you know, these three supermoons last summer opened up the ascension. We're now here. We're in March. We're in that energy. And on March 20th, straight up, is the equinox. It is a supermoon, new moon, full solar eclipse.
Ooh-ha.
And it is a big hoo-ha. That's on the 20th. And then on the 21st is Gudi Padwa. And Gudi Padwa is the birth of Brahma. It's the birth. It's the new energy. It's the creation. And so again, between March 18 and 23, Sri and I are very, very blessed. We're doing an Avesa Quantum Immersion down here. Hey, if you can get down here, we'll squeeze you in. Just go to our website, get down here if you can, because not only will we be doing ceremonies here, we're actually going to be doing ceremony in India, bringing that ceremony from India via YouTube back down here. We'll be doing the live ensoulment for the month with the group that's here. It's the first time we've done a group ensoulment in 5 years. So this is going to be very, very, very powerful, very profound. But here's what Sri needs to talk about with these two journeys. And of course, all of this is in our new YouTube video posting today at Official Sri and Kira.
You know, all of us have a similar history, but we're not all going to the same place, at least not immediately. You know, each and every one of us is on a sacred journey.
Yes.
And that sacred journey is a path of discovery, a path of lifetimes, a path of wisdom, a path of reunion.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And reunion is a choice. You know, when many people talk about the ascension or the ascension energies, and what Kira and I share with people is the discerned way to think of this, to know this, is the path of self-ascension. It's returning to that which you truly are, returning to your authenticity. And so as we're in the month of truth, the month of clarity in so many ways, to really anchor your awareness in the fact that you are a divine energy, having an earthly experience, and to recontextualize your reality around the divine versus contextualizing your reality around earth and struggle and fear. It's not to say you're leaving the earth. It's to say you can play with it with more joy. You can have an easier life of it. And so when Kira mentioned the two pathways, there are many beings on this planet that are very much living through their density experience.
Absolutely.
Living through the mass consciousness.
And this is totally cool, guys. There's no judgment here.
Yeah, it's you see, when one begins to detach, it becomes a little easier to see the norm. But when you're in the norm, it's a little harder to know where are the edges of the norm.
Yeah.
And that's the same in all experiences. And so what I'm offering to you is simply a perspective to help your discernment, that the mass consciousness, what we call density consciousness, is on a path that will take them into further experiences of fear, of friction, of competition, of elevation, of learning, of you know, picking oneself up and falling back down again.
In every way.
Experiences that we can all relate to it because we've all lived it.
Yeah.
And yet there is a repetitive quality to this level of consciousness, a quality that will call in new struggles, new fears, ever refining versions of the same old stuff. Now, that's one pathway. And, you know, I often smile and I say to people, You know, when do you decide it's enough?
Right.
It's different for each person.
Yeah, there's no blueprint for that.
You know, a two-year-old opening and closing the cabinet door will do it an irritatingly number of times to the adult, but not to the kid. He's not irritated at all.
And he's delighting in it.
He's having fun.
Or peekaboo.
Or peekaboo. Opening and closing the door.
Absolutely.
And how much is enough? That's up to them. When they've got it, when they understand it, when they're finished with it, that's enough. And so it is with mass consciousness.
Absolutely.
How much is enough? Hey, it's up to them.
Right. And how much pain is enough? You know, and this is why, you know, we were talking about that coming in, you know, we're all, every single being is getting on this escalator on March 20th. Every single being.
The escalator. So remember, there's nobody to save.
No.
Everyone's the Christed being having their experience. And so as we move into our mastery alignment and recognize the divinity within ourselves and start feeling this lifting energy that's all around us,
right,
we have the opportunity to claim and participate in an ever-refining reality.
And next week's show is all about that. Next week, Sri and I are going to be talking all about everything you need to know about this seven-year ascension. However, as we begin this month of truth, what's important to know right now is to pay attention to your truth. Are you living your truth? Are you speaking your truth? Are you with people who support your truth? Are you in a job that you feel you can have your truth experience? Now, it doesn't mean you have to love your job. You can say, oh gosh, well, I hate my job. Let that go. You know, one of the things that I love about the Bhagavad Gita is that it reminds us so many times that it's not about what you do, it's the presence you bring to it. And so if you can bring through whatever you're doing, if you're sweeping a floor, sweep it through divine presence. If you are cleaning a bathroom, clean it with divine presence. If you're the CEO of an organization, then run that organization with divine presence. It doesn't matter what you do, do it with divine presence. Because as Archangel Zadkiel has shared with us so many times, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And when you do, your abundance, which is your natural birthright. You deserve because you were born, my angels. You took birth, thereby you are abundant. Let that one soak in because that's a truth. The keys to ascension are about accepting the truths rather than denying them and worrying about them.
Ascension is effortless.
Yes, it is.
Ascension is your natural state of being as we gradually, or in some cases quickly, relax into the upliftment.
Exactly.
And how that is experienced for you is as unique as you are, and that's why it's self-ascension.
Indeed.
Trust yourselves and relax into the truth of your divinity. Let go of this sticky wicket of pain and fear, and you will discover a natural flow.
Now, Sri, as you said that, I heard a couple people go, how do I do that? And again, I want to remind you, let's all just remember the mantra of self-ascension. I can't share this enough because I use it. I can't even tell you how many times a day, my love. It always works. And it's just four lines. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
You know, whenever you're feeling self-doubt, whenever you're in fear, whenever you're feeling collapsed, whenever you're feeling depressed, I am not kidding. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Say it over and over again. Do you have a mala? Use your mala and count. Do it the 108 times. Doesn't matter. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And you will be amazed and delighted. It was the first gift Archangel Zadkiel gave to us and still one of the most profound.
Absolutely. And you know, Kira, we have a person who has been standing by patiently.
Let's squeeze them in.
Let's go to line three and welcome Misty from California.
Namaste, Misty. Welcome.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, sweetheart.
I was wondering if I could get a soul reading.
Well, of course you can. And I'm just so glad to be with you here today. I want you to take in, it's funny, there are all these beautiful beings around you. You have like a, it's so funny, you have like a community. It's not just like angels or it's not just like light beings. You've got like this community around you. And they're all saying, take in a breath, let it out, and then do that again. So while you're taking in that deep breath and letting it out and then doing it again, they're saying that they want you to remember that your life is very much like that breath. There is the in-breath that fills us up, and there is the out-breath that we must remember to let go. And that an in-breath cannot exist without an out-breath, and an out-breath does not exist without the in-breath. And that the reason they said to you to do it twice, take it in, let it out, and then do it again, is to remember that you are ever being filled, that your life is very much the in-breath and the out-breath, and that the key for you is to not give too much of yourself away, that the balance must be kept, that for you, it's very important that everything needs to be balanced. Like I just keep seeing, you know, those teeter-totters from the playground. And then they're saying that, you know, it takes some skill to learn how to hold it in balance, how it's not too far up or too far down. And so for you right now, they're saying lots of in-breath, balanced without breath, and stay in balance without giving too much of yourself away, and everything will smooth out. By the way, you're resonating really strong right now with the number 8, which is also the infinite, mm-hmm. which means that your ascension experience is going to be very intense this month. And intense can be beautiful if you breathe in and you exhale out. So I'm really glad we got to connect today, Misty. You're an incredible being. Thank you for being on the planet.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Angel. Namaste. Shri, can we squeeze somebody else in or no?
I think so. We have somebody who said, I want in.
All right.
So we're going to go to line one and welcome Ariel.
Namaste, dear heart. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I would very much like to hear a mini soul reading, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course not. Are you kidding? Like, I'm sitting here bowing. It's my honor. And truly, I feel this need to bow as I meet you. There is a grace in you. You have a deep grace. And that's the word that just keeps coming in. They just keep saying that have that this grace-filled wisdom and grace-filled life is ready to flow in a new direction. And that you've been sidestepping. It's not that you haven't been moving your energy. You've just been moving to the side a lot, and you're ready now to move forward. But they're saying, how would the queen walk? How would the queen talk? How would a benevolent being filled with wisdom proceed with their life? Because that's what's happening for you right now. But this is new. It's not that you haven't hit a certain level of attainment. You have. It's there. You've done that. But it's time to move forward with it in a way that will expand it. And with that expansion, I'm seeing potential move even. New people, yep. New experiences, everything, and that it's all going to serve you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Well, another one moving forward.
Well, and I'm moving again. You know, as I just want to go back to, as we've talked about, for all of you that are listening, no matter when you listen to this show, this entire show has been an attunement into the ascension energy.
An attunement means I am able to choose the alignment.
Yeah. Even if you're not listening to the words today, just float with the show. Play it in the background, because there's all of these beautiful beings are just flowing through and saying, hello, we are here, we are here, we are here. It's so beautiful. It reminds me of those Who's in Whoville. You remember that? Dr. Seuss, you know, the little Whovilles, nobody could hear them, but now all of a sudden they could be heard and it saved their world. That's kind of where we're at, guys. We're at that Whoville moment. I am here.
Beautiful indeed. And you know, beloved ones, as we reflect a bit on what's been shared today, I want to underscore a couple of things. The one is that the truth will set you free.
Yes, it will.
And that the truth is in your beingness, not in your mind.
Mm.
And as we align with our beingness, as we relax into what brings us joy, what expands peace and love in our lives, we can recontextualize who we are. Because so often we're living according to a principle rather than living according to a truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets us one step removed from the joy of true fulfillment.
And remember, my angels, truth does not exist outside of you. No one can give it to you. It's in you. You know your truth. You know this gift. It's in your heart. Trust that ultimate truth detector, your beloved heart.
And so in this month of ever-expanding truth, mm-hmm. ever-expanding recognition of truth, and the opportunity to say, if not now, when? Meaning, I won't set aside my truth any longer.
I will live my truth, and I will not be choked by my truth. And next week, Sri and I are very excited. We are going to dive deeply into the 7-year ascension energies and how this truth energy can expand even more beautifully in your life.
It's a powerful time, and we're so glad that you're participating. And so, beloved ones, take a deep breath in.
Sigh.
Until we have the joy of being with you again, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.